Blog Talk Radio.
There are three things my soul takes pleasure in, things which are delightful to the Creator and to man: harmony between brothers, friendship between neighbors, and a family who lives happily together. There are three sorts of people my soul hates, whose existence I consider an outrage: a poor man swollen with pride, a rich man who is a liar, and an idolatrous old man set in his ways. May Yah grant me to speak as he would wish and express thoughts worthy of his gift. Since he himself is the guide of wisdom, since he directs the wise man. Indeed, we are in his hand, we ourselves and our words, with all our understanding and technical knowledge too. It was he who gave me true knowledge of all that is, who taught me the structure of the world. My heart cries for you, my people, whom are blinded by these worldly ways, unable to realize that these times we are in are indeed the last day. Shalom.
Y'all hit me up on the cell, write me an email, but keep the knowledge on the DL. You know they listening to our transmissions, but only key words catch their attention. So speak to me in the code unknown to these soulless monkeys. Let the game unfold, we gon' show these. They can't stop us from learning the true words of Yah. Even though they keep a secret up in Vatican City, I want the spirit of wisdom and understanding up in me. You praise the Yah if you feel me. What I need right now from you is a scripture too. We got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living, that's the way I'm feeling. But the proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can talk it all with the Torah, come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in a book of remembrance. So why you waiting, come and study with me? We have been bamboozled, everything that fools do. Some Hebrews are gap and act like it's usual activities of life, but they done learned the wrong teaching. Those of us that know Yah should start speaking up. They beating us. Look what they knocking on doors with their negative knowledge. They are recruiting. I know the scriptures say only a remnant will make it, but it's hard standing still knowing the punishments they facing. I'm sick of these masons using their black magic to control how my people are thinking. It's tragic. That's why we need to sit down, combine thoughts, write up some literature and spread it around. There's a plague out there and only Yah can cure. And if we witness to our people, then there won't be no more. They have to suffer for giving praises to the many false deities this beast has created. I show hate. I'm trying to get some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living, that's the way I'm feeling. But the proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can talk it all with the Torah, come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting, come and study with me. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living, that's the way I'm feeling. But the proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah, come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting, come and study with me. I've been called everything from a blasphemist to a constitutionalist, new revolutionist. I know they ready to label me as a terrorist, cause I ain't too big on calling myself American. I'm a Hebrew, descendant of Shem, all the way down to Jacob, I'm living for them. Y'all gave a law to Moses and said it would never end, but in 2003, we still living in sin, and it's a shame. It's not like we can't change, instead of trying to learn the scriptures, we live them in vain. So many habits in our brain that we won't let go, then we teach it to our children, continuing the cycle. I can't stand these Muslims, Christians and Jews that don't pay close attention to the things they do. But since we know a little better than them, we need to use these computers and start writing letters to them. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge. knowledge denied. Cause admit we ain't alright, so won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living, that's the way I'm feeling. But the proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me. If you just feel no change, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah, come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance, so while you waiting, come and study with me. The proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me. I said the proof is in the scriptures. The proof is in the scriptures, come and study with me.
Welcome to African Aramean Scriptures with your host, Charles Palish Bar Lorenzo. And tonight we continue our last installment on mysticism in the Bible. Last week we wrapped up with some terms for astrologer, and we touched on the actual meanings of the terms, and this week we'll continue at that same place. What we'll do is we'll go into a little more detail about the word in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10 translated as astrologer, well as fight an Talmudic astrologer, a Kabbalistic astrologer by the name of Joel Dobbins and his work from 1977, Astrological Secrets of the Hebrew Sages. And he agrees with me regarding he doesn't go into the mistranslation of the term so much as he mentions that he just says that the word doesn't appear, but he doesn't say, he doesn't go into detail like I have. Well, the term that we left off on last week was Habar, strong. I don't think I have strong number, but I have the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible index number. It's 1043 F, I believe. Yeah, F, 1043 F, and it has a literal translation to divide, and its parent root is Beit Resh. Okay. The author of the lexicon says he doesn't know the relationship of the derivative to the parent root. That hasn't been fully explored. You know the word in Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verse 10, Chabar, which is a different index number, ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible index number 2143. And its cognate is Yush in Sanskrit, which means to join and combine. So there's no prohibition on reading the stars. The prohibition is this thing about combining. So if we fully have a good understanding of yoga, the word yoga comes from the root Yush. We will probably grasp what it is that is forbidden about that practice. Now, Aramaic, the term for astrologer, we covered it in our first episode with a definite article. It's Gezar, and it also means to divide, cut, separate. It's similar to Habar. And in this study, we've located two words from in the Aramaic text of Daniel. That first one was Asaf, and the second one was one we're featuring now, and on the first episode was Gezer, and which were mistranslated as astrologer in different situations, but in the former case, it was particular. It was translated as the actual word for it is like snake charmer, and the latter case, the word gezer was translated as exorcist. In another case, so and actually gezer actually means astrologer or divider of the heavens. It's really because the constellations are divided into 12 segments of 30 degrees, which has a total of 360 degrees of, which is a complete circle. And so for a person who is studying the heavens, he must be able to divide the heavens into divisions, the 12 houses, and they have, you know, and there's a complexity that's involved in that. So that's why the term divide, Aramaic and Hebrew, is important to understand. That is a term that should be translated into English, in a European language, as astrologer. Now, astrologer is, you know, English has in the Latin astro or aster, meaning star, logos, meaning the reason. So the reasons are the stars, right? And like these astronomy, nomos, the Greek word for law, so astro means star, so it's the law of the stars and the reason of the stars. So, after they're one combined science or discipline, and that's the deal.
You have a caller.
Welcome to African Man Scriptures. Okay, we'll be continuing that discussion. But from what I've been able to examine these terms, there seems to be a serious effort to obscure these occult technologies practiced in ancient times. So I have to explore these words, terms, so we can really get into what people knew, were doing, and why the Bible permits and prohibits certain activities, and why certain, I would say, modern or more recent translators decide to mistranslate, try to make certain practices forbidden that are not, and obscure certain practices and changing words around. Because it appears that some people in our time don't want us to do or know about certain things. Now, Rabbi Dobbins, in his book Astrological Secrets of the Hebrew Sages, which has been reissued as Kabbalistic Astrology, it's fully, the new one is fully indexed. I have the old copy. He says here on page 193, says the list of names of rabbis is intended to add weight to the argument that astrology in some way implies mistrust of God. That the biblical text in this context does not support their contention. Hebrew is a very specific language, and the Bible is quite forthright in saying what it means. The entire quotation out of which the above fragment is taken covers those methods of divination which the Bible prohibits and are in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. The entire section enumerates quite specifically 9 different types of divination, among which astrology is conspicuous by its absence. If indeed the Bible meant to include astrology among the forbidden processes, there are good Hebrew words for the Bible to use. That the Bible in its specificity includes all other types of divination, but does not include astrology among those that are forbidden, should be ample evidence that astrology is accepted as a valid discipline. The major confrontation on the issue of astrology as it bears on divine election also appears in the Talmud, or the Mishnah, the tractate Shabbat 156a and through B. And so Rabbi Dobbins, he includes that in this text, and we won't excerpt from Mishnah here. There you have it. And I already gave you the index numbers from the Hebrew lexicon, ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible. See the difference, and you can go check your Masoretic text, and you look at it, and you'll see the difference in the spelling and the words, and they have a world of difference in meaning. And this is how it's done, folks. and we examine the words, and then we look at the political context that would facilitate the mistranslation or distranslation of a certain word. Be very, very necessary to maintain type of control over the investigation into what the sciences, if you will. Science, which is Latin for knowledge or wisdom. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back to exploring a couple more words. Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
The Woman's Song Community Experience is an extension of the Woman's Song Facebook community. Woman's Song was created with the mission to promote sisterhood and solidarity amongst women of color the world over. The Community Experience radio broadcast is an outreach effort to bring lecturers, authors, healers, spiritualists, and others with the necessary information to assist us in our campaign to repair ourselves. Our community is in dire need of reformation. During this Renaissance period of awareness, we will honor the womb man, and we seek to bridge the gap of understanding, love, and the upliftment of our sisters in crisis. Will you join us? We need your help in bringing this new awakening to all who desire its enlightenment. Become a part of our commitment to elevation as we work together to lift the divine earth to their rightful places. Woman Song. She's singing.
Welcome to AfricanImpressions.com. African Impressions is a black-owned business that offers products made by the global African community. African Impressions offers the finest in African-made jewelry, craft, clothing, and so much more. As the renaissance of the African community rapidly approaches, you need to add acquiring products crafted by members of the global African family to your repertoire of activities. We must rediscover more of our ancient cultural habits, which we struggle to regain, and incorporate them into our daily lives. Support African craftsmen and women by shopping at AfricanImpressions.com today. Hope to see you there.
According to Henry David Thoreau, a man is rich in proportion to the number of things that he can afford to let alone. With that in mind, we find our people locked in a permanent cycle of poverty, especially those who mistakenly believe that they somehow have arrived, only a paycheck from foreclosure. Although we find black incomes at an all-time high, we still lack wealth, and we also lack the understanding of the purpose of wealth, which is safety, growth, and security. But it's not hard to turn this around. It will first require us to take a look at the bigger picture, and also it will require us to stop flossing. We have to understand that that $10 that we waste every day equals $300 a month, the same $300 that you find yourself missing every month, the same $300 required for you to invest into your family, into your community, and into your nation. Please join us on Facebook, African Money.
Greetings, I'm Eric Teamer, host of Common Sense Conversations. Join me every Tuesday and Friday when I put common sense where it ain't so common. That's Common Sense Conversations every Tuesday and Friday, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, 3:30 Pacific. Common Sense Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
Listen to Love in Black with Charles and Jolivet on the Tribal Family Station on blogtalkradio.com.
There we will share our experiences and our insights on marriage and love, sex, respect, and honor. We're on every Thursday evening on the Tribal Family Station.
African Knowledge Beyond the Book appears every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are a literary society dedicated to the study of African-based psychoanalytical texts. We hope you will join us as we delve into the inner working of our African consciousness. African Knowledge Beyond the Book, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Black in public, black out loud, and black on purpose. For some, it's where your deprogramming begins, and it's where others on the path come for fellowship. Come on in and kick your shoes off. Visit us at www.facebook.com/blackinpublic. Put your fist in the air, y'all, because we're going to keep it black.
Trees look nice today in the park, ain't it?
Yeah.
Peaceful.
I like that car over there.
Look at some jobs.
Okay.
Hey,
you doing a damn thing.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah.
You think you want to hear our stuff? You can just, like, step to them like that?
Come on, let's just walk home here.
Snap your fingers. I'm sitting on the corner curb, waiting for somebody to go by who wanted to smoke that herb with me. Wanted to put in on this weed. Five for you, five for me, and maybe we can get a dime or two. If you got more, well, I only have a few. What can we do? Are we sitting on the curb with that urge to smoke some herb? For the need, for the urge to smoke herb, smoke some herb. For the need, for the urge. Smoke herb, smoke some herb. For the need, for
the urge to smoke herb, smoke some herb. It's enjoyable. Take some out right now. Roll it out.
For the earth, smoke herb, yeah. Smoke some herb, it's enjoyable. For the need, for the earth, smoke herb. Smoke some herb, it's enjoyable.
Enjoyed that break. We're back. African Aramean Scriptures. We're still featuring a few terms for astrologer as a continuation from last week's program. The term that we're going to look at now is Chaldean or Chaldean. And it was not very much information that was helpful other than looking at the Hebrew Bible and Sefer Yovalim or the Book of Jubilees, and where the Book of Jubilees gave a more ancient description of the Chaldeans or the Chaldeans, where they came from, what they, you know, what they're about. And so I could just combine that with some of the information I had from a book called In the Land of Ur, subtitled The Discovery of Ancient Mesopotamia by Hans Baumann. The Ur is a city son of Chesed built. It's known as Ura of Chaldees. And called its name after its own name by the name of his father. So, in the Book of Jubilees on page 34 or chapter 11, verse 3, and it mentions explicitly that Ur was a man, and the word Ur is spelled Aleph Resh, and it means it was translated as light. Let's just say that. And we know that we break down this African scripture, so we can go ahead and do it. Spell light, the word light is spelled Aleph Resh. Aleph means 1,000 or many or strong. The word Resh, the letter Resh, symbolizes the head or eye point. Say the strong point, or strong mind, strong head, something to that effect. Okay, so a man named Ur, he was a son of a man by the name of Kasad, spelled Kaf Samek Dalit. And he built the city Ura, which is what they have right here in the Jubilees. They have a vowel at the end, so it's still Aleph Resh, and it has a different article on it in Aramaic, the Aleph on the end. Definite article, so it means the light. That's the illumination. So Ara of the Chaldees means the light of the Chaldees, or the light of the Chaldean. And as reference to the ancient ancestor, Kased. So the light of Kased. And it goes on verse 4 of the Book of Jubilees. And he made for himself molten images, and they worshipped each one his own image, which they made for themselves by molding, and they began to make sculptured images in clean forms. And the terrible spirits assisted them and misled them to commit transgression and uncleanness. So, these, devils from the spirit world assisted them in endeavoring to, what kind of images to make, how to make them, how to convince people to venerate them, how to, sacrifice and do other kinds of rituals that would empower them, and they can infuse that power into the initiate or the priest. Right? That was done. And it's a lot more here. This chapter 11 is I would say very interesting and most revealing chapter probably you find anywhere on the city of Ur Kasdim. Now, the reason Kasdei or Kasdim is translated as astrologer, but many commentators note that Kasdim were a sage caste. They were aristocrats, because we know, because we just read that from Jubilees, that Ur was a man, he was a son of Kasad, and they actually built, so we know they built this city, so they had to establish the culture, the spirituality, or religion, and all that. And so we know what, religion means, and re means to do it over again. Ligio is to bind, or is to bind back or connect to the ancient. Bind back to something. So usually they bind back to something ancient and something primitive that's usually associated with the past and the future. So the sages are known as Kasad, Kasdim, the descendants of a man named Kasad, and they maintained and developed the culture of the Babylonians, the Sumerians, Ur, or Ar, however you want to pronounce it, is just southeast of what we call Sumeria. And you can just find it in the Book of Yovelin, chapter 11, verse 3. And so these sages were developed, like we read verse 4. They were adept in all kind of what we would call just general divination, magic, devil. Guys knew how to do it. Guy that came from the east, in the east, Asia, land of the sunrise, they knew that the Messiah, Yahushua, would be born, and they came to King Herod's court, and Herod didn't even know that this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, known as the star of Bethlehem, the house of bread, would be present. Now, even though the Messiah was over a year old at the time of the arrival of the Magi, the king did not, he was totally unaware. But these other Magi had already known, because Daniel was a principal, he was a governor. Actually, he was a prime minister of Babylon. He actually commissioned the construction. He was a prime minister in the Persian Empire as well, in the Cyrus. So he commissioned the construction of astrological observatories and whatnot, which they would have made all types of calculations. The record, Daniel was a extremely high level prophet here. All around mystic, He was in direct communication with the Most High. You can be just going to read the book of Daniel. He was a dream interpreter. That's another word that's in, if we covered it on the first episode, Holamia. That means, the Magi, but in my opinion, he would know so much about what's going on in Judea, because it would, I believe that it had to been foretold and written by an ancient Judean who would be concerned about future matters happening in Judea. Daniel, being a Judean who was a sage and a ruler in Babylon during the time of the Babylonian captivity, would have wrote extensively about major events in the future of Judea. And so we're talking about roughly 500 years into the future Daniel was writing. 400 some odd years, really, but it's close to 500 years. Daniel had worked all this out, and this was an amazing endeavor that he had calculated and he had been given insight into future events that would take place, and they would be confirmed by astrological activity that the Most High revealed it to him, just like he did by the river. He had been given visions. He was told which planetary aspects look for as indicators of arrival of Hamashiach. And so he did that, and then there you go, the Magi step on the scene. Five Magi are a cast, and you can find them mentioned in, I believe, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 36 or 39. Jeremiah is introduced to a Magi in the text. We see Magi pop up again in the book of Matthew, Luke, or John, whatever, in the Gospels. Kind of the Magi again. And the Magi I personally believe they may or may not be Babylonians, because they could be Persians. So I lean more to the idea that they are Persians. Some people say that they are Babylonians and are Persians, but I think when you talk about costume, we're talking about people from the Babylonian culture, and they are understood to, and people just assume to be astrologers because they are adept in all forms of spirituality, ritual, magic, and whatnot. And so are the Magi. But hey, you know what? They got a point, because the Magi did come with Nebuchadnezzar and with the in the Babylonian armies. So, you know what? I'm gonna have to say they won in this. They must be synonymous. Ralph Magi and Kasdan are probably synonyms. Next week we'll cover the feature of an article which is posted in the Archaic Canaanite Hebrew Aramaic and Ge'ez fan page on Facebook, entitled "Thou Shalt Not Suffer a Wish to Live," in which various occult, mystical, magical practices are described and they're transliterated in English. I'll retranslate them back to Hebrew, and we'll discuss the nature of those practices. Again, it'll basically be a review of all the practices that we've covered already. What they go into is the magic of performing magical rites in secret, as well as the forbidden nature of the practice, like consulting the dead, talking to the dead, and that sort of thing. In modern times, people call it talking to the ancestors. That's necromancy, okay? So anybody telling you talking to the ancestors, they mean talking to the dead folks. And we're supposed to get our knowledge from the Most High, Yahweh Eloheinu, who is a deity of the living and not the dead. And he speaks. He doesn't do anything in the world without communicating to his seers and prophets, who are living people. We give a living testimony. So you don't have to consult the dead and go and do all that there. Most High talks to living people to communicate to living people. All right? Because we have a living God, ever living God, ever living deity. So, see you next week. Thanks for coming in to check out African Iron Man Scriptures. And Shalom and Shavua Tov.